the salon experience really speaks to one of my main goals in the Portland Bach experience. And I think one of the things that makes the Portland Bach experience quite unique in the landscape of classical music today, or just music today. The way that we're used to hearing a concert in a concert hall, don't clap between movements, sit very still.
Very formal.
Very formal, yeah. That's actually a pretty new creation. I like to blame Mahler for it. I love Mahler and his music, but he was the one who really thought that people needed to be paying more attention to his music and to be more polite in the way that they brought that attention. So we can blame some other people as well, but I like to blame Mahler.
Somebody recently blamed Queen Victoria.
Oh, she's a good one to blame too. Yeah. But, you know, previous to the turn of the 19th century, that is not, turn of the 20th century, excuse me, that is not how most of this music was heard. And so related to our beloved Bach, a lot of Bach's music, in fact, most of his secular cantatas and his largest orchestral works were all premiered in Leipzig at Zimmermann's Café House, which was a coffee shop, but was also a beer hall. There's a number of things about that that I find really interesting. One is it seated about 150 people, which means it was a much more intimate experience. People were expected to be drinking and eating and maybe talking while the music was happening. And this is the part that I love the most, Zimmermann's Café House was an epicenter of social life in Leipzig, but women were not normally allowed to be there, but they were allowed to attend the performances. So there's this sort of like illicit romantic undertone tune that people would attend to have their beer, their coffee, and to, you know, see the young ladies in town.
Do a little flirting on the side.
Exactly. And chat with them while the music is happening. And I think that casualness, that if you bring to the listening experience a sense of openness and excitement and casual enjoyment, you come to the music in a different way than when you're wearing a pretty dress and sitting politely and waiting to clap between movements. And so the salon is sort of meant to encompass many of those elements. They are held, the salon experiences are held either in private homes or we're doing one at Green Hut Galleries on June 11th. We're doing one at the Little Giant Restaurant on June 12th. So to be in these sort of public spaces that encourage more engagement. All of them include in the ticket price local treats and fine wines and curated cocktails. So again, this idea of making it social, making it a little bit more of a party atmosphere. The other thing that these chamber performances, these Zimmermann Café House performances allowed, is that you got to be close to the musicians while they're playing, and then you got to talk to the musicians before and afterwards. They were a part of your community. And I also really wanted to bring back that authentic connection. So each of these salon experiences is broken up, where you arrive and you have nibblies and drink, and then you hear 20 minutes of music. And then there's a 15-minute break where you talk with the musicians about what you just heard, about where they're coming from, what their training is like. And then there's another 20 minutes, and then there's another 15-minute nibbly, and then there's another 20-minute set of music. I think it's going to allow audience members access to the music and the musicians in a much more authentic, dynamic, and real way.